Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Where you live says a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
About you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it says everything about you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the number one thing people will use to judge what kind of person, parent, spouse you are.
Yeah.
Lucky for us, we have in front of us what your friends, family, strangers first notice about the place you live when they walk in. And if you care what other people think,
yep.
We now have a way to game the system and keep the Tommy Mulays of the world at bay. You're hanging out in the break. We're Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Tommy, you are very critical of how people keep their homes.
Mm-hmm.
The cattiest of bitch. Mm-hmm.
I look around. Not that I snoop. I openly
Oh,
just,
you snoop.
I take it. Well, I'll openly snoop.
When you're in that bathroom, you're absolutely opening all the drawers.
You know, it's funny. We're going to talk about the inside, but even just like the how someone's home looks from the outside picture driving by.
Yeah, the curb appeal.
Okay. If you listen to the show, you've heard a dozen stories of him breaking down going into someone's house. And in front of me, I have these six things guests immediately notice about your home.
Oh, okay.
Now, we normally don't do lists and stuff like that, but this stuck out to me because, once again, you are the cattiest of catty bitches when it comes to home. So here's what I want to know.
All right.
The number one thing that Americans notice about someone's home when they walk in, what is the number one thing you notice, Tommy?
When I enter your house. the entranceway, like your mudroom or just their main foyer, how it's kept.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, if it's cluttered, if it's banged up, junk all over the place.
Your initial greeting.
Yeah, that mountain of shoes I got to walk over, coats piled up. If the entranceway of your house looks unkept.
You're judging someone for that.
I'm immediately on high alert because I know the place is a wreck.
Okay. We're already off to a bad start. I thought I could handle this conversation.
Why?
I already despise you. It's such a... What?
You don't have kids, man.
You don't have kids, man.
You got hangers? You got hooks?
You got hangers, don't you? Got teeth, don't he? Kimmy, what is the first thing you notice walking into someone else's house? Take your time.
But she was having a stroke.
I guess it would be, okay, you know what I noticed first? It's whatever entry door they tell you to go in. Because you know how sometimes people, for whatever reason, don't use their front door?
Yeah.
I find that so weird.
We're a garage family.
I know. So it's like, it's weird. If the first time I'm at your house, like you tell me to go through the garage, I automatically feel uncomfortable.
Okay, but do you judge
people? Because I don't feel like I know you well enough to go through your garage.
Do you think people are trashy for using a side door or garage door?
I assume that you don't use your front door because something doesn't work.
So ooh, yes, then.
All right.
A little bit.
Wow.
I never thought of that. That's a good one. I'll put that on my list.
Yeah. Like, I get, like, over time, like, you know, if I'm at your house a lot and you tell me just go through the side door, I get that. But when the first time I'm going and you tell me not to use the front door, I'm always like, well, what's wrong with your front door?
Okay. So Kimmy thinks you're busted if you're a garage family. All right. Both of you missed.
Right.
According to this national study, the A number one thing guests immediately notice about your home, the first thing, is the scent.
I was thinking the same thing. If I catch a musty scent... Means what?
Nothing. Keep talking.
No, if I smell must.
What is must?
You know must.
No, it's, you have a different definition of
stale, moldy.
Stale, moldy.
Your house is dirty.
Okay.
You got a dirty house.
So when we say scent, the immediate thought is a bad scent.
Well, that is musty, stinky.
No, but that's not what they're trying to say here.
Oh, like you stank.
No. No.
Or just a very distinct smell, whether it's good or bad.
Exactly.
Or,
all right.
So like
strong odor.
What they talk about in this article is what scents people are into, what you should have ready to roll, whether it's candles or like diffusers or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever meet somebody and you don't realize that they have a distinct smell until they go into their house and they're like, oh my God, this house smells like you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. Like, how does all your family smell the same?
Can I tell you, when I realized...
I don't know if it's the people or what they're wearing or if it's they smell like their house, you know?
When I realized that I had moved past my childhood, can I share a quick story with
you? Yeah, go ahead.
Because...
it smells sad.
Kind of. I had a couple of buddies that had, like, money.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, nice richer homes. Families. Yeah. What I thought was money, but just turned out to be, like, you know, middle class America. And their homes had a very distinct smell.
Yeah.
Right? And that my house did not smell like that.
Okay.
And I remember one day coming home from work in the house that we live in now, like 2 or 3 weeks after I bought it, and it smelled like my buddy's house.
Okay.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my God.
You were moving on up.
Oh, my God, we did it.
Yeah.
We smell like a middle-class family. Yes. To this day, when I walk into my house, every once in a while, I'll go, oh, we've done it.
See, I always worry I can't smell my own house.
Nobody
can. You
know
what I mean?
Because it's your smell. You're used to it. I don't think... Unless you've been away from your house for a little while, then you walk back into it, like maybe like, you took a vacation, you'll catch something. But normally, that's just you.
Okay. So you brought up clutter in the mudroom. Clutter was three. How all tidy you keep the place. So you were there. Mm. The lighting came in, too.
Mm. Okay. Bad lighting.
Bad lighting. What are we doing? A photo shoot, you bitch?
No, but if you have dingy lighting.
What is dingy lighting?
It's dingy.
What is
it's in the statement.
No, dingy is like a color.
No, dingy. It's very shadowy. It's very
shadowy.
Not that a house has to be bright, but your house needs to be.
I don't know if I've ever noticed the lighting.
Never in my life, unless it's too bright.
Too bright is bad.
Or if they have the white bulbs, you know, like the ones that are like office building.
Oh, like fluorescent.
My wife loves those things, and it drives me
like this crap. Those.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's like staring into the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. As we go down the list, it gets more common.
Mm.
How clean your kitchen and bathrooms are specifically.
Those are the big ones because you're going to see the kitchen first, probably. And if the kitchen looks grimy and you eat in there, they're going to serve you something on their filthy counters. And by the way, I don't want to see a goddamn cat on a counter. I see pets on furniture like that.
And it's
that.
Someone else's house. You're going to tell someone else.
I'm not going
to
say anything, but if I go to somebody else's house and that goddamn cat has been walking around.
That's the last thing that would bother me about somebody's kitchen.
A rancid cat.
Rancid, I wouldn't think cat. Twice.
Walking, dragging its ass through everything, God knows what. And it's on the furniture and it's on the tables and stuff where you eat. Mm-hmm. That's gross.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. By the way, the entryway was the sixth thing. That was the last one.
All right, that was me.
The weirdest one on this list of top six, what people will judge first when they walk into your house, how many plants you have?
Oh, a houseplant person?
Yeah. Now, my wife is weird as hell. We have just plants everywhere. It's like I live in Jumanji, and I hate it. But I don't think I've noticed.
I wouldn't judge somebody. I wouldn't think that's a bad thing.
I don't even think I've noticed it.
I would think you're more in tune with your house because you have to maintain those plants.
Oh, wow. Right. Look who's all of a sudden kissing ass, you bitch. No, he's only saying it because I said my wife did it. You see that stupid smile.
Like, I'm actually impressed by people that can keep plants alive.
Half of them are dying. Ah, crap. She's off today. Crap.
No, that's class. Houseplant is class.
Bro, I have a giant ass, some kind of tropical plant.
Yeah, those are hard to keep alive.
It's slowly eating my couch.
She got to mist that thing. She got to make sure it's the right temperature.
Do not encourage this woman. She made me say positive things to these things she's sprouting last night. Mm. I had to say nice things to a plant.
Yeah.
And then when she left, I started saying mean things. Yeah, you like that? It was only because she was here, you bitch-ass bitch. Ugly-ass plant. All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263, as we get into Tommy's favorite segment of all time, as he gets to sit back and judge it, his shacket. Here's a fact.
What's that?
All right, this is pure, uncut truth.
All right, go ahead.
None of this should matter.
Well, it gives you a little telling to the people you're hanging out.
No, and here's the biggest tell.
If you grimy, if you scuzzy. I don't want to be in a scuzzy house.
The biggest tell
what?
About somebody, if I walk into your house and it's too clean, it's a red flag.
Of what?
A home should look lived in.
But see, you take that too far.
There's a line, though.
Oh, so my home is not clean.
No, your home is fine. The home you grew up in, that really looked lived in.
No, my home looks lived in. We got two kids. I got my nieces and nephews over all the time. My kids' friends are running through. I'm an idiot. I can't fix anything. My home looks lived in. And why
when you say lived in, I assume maybe it's a little messy, but still clean. Does that make sense? Like, there's not dirt everywhere, but maybe there's some laundry sitting on the couch or something.
When did you become Tommy Muley?
Well, but I'm trying to give you credit because lived in. I get lived in because yes, things are going to be out of place because people are constantly in and out. But there's a difference between messy and dirty.
Like,
and
there's a cat giving birth in the sink.
Well, okay, will you let the cat? Yeah,
no. Dirty to me is that's one step beyond living in.
Yeah, you can tell when something that they just don't care. Like, they just don't clean this. It looks grimy.
Yeah.
Your point. Like, you can walk into a bathroom. Okay, somebody just, got water on the sink or whatever.
Water is dirty to you? Water is dirty.
Water
clean
spots.
Water.
Like, if I see water spots,
Are you kidding me?
They got kids. Police are washing their little hands. But if I see, it looks
years
like...
Years of toothpaste build up in the sink.
What's wrong with that?
Are you serious?
It's gross.
Why?
Why don't you wipe out of your down mouth. The sink?
Wipe down. I got other things to do.
Well, what? People over.
Like, raise my
wipe
kids.
Down the sink.
Why are you in my toothbrushing bathroom?
No, I don't know. Oh.
You told me to go there.
If your guest bathroom looks
you hear this Pittsford ass bitch? If your guest bathroom. If your guest bathroom.
Well, is that going in there? I ain't going in.
That's a lie. You'd go in it first. You were saying, I'm sorry.
But if your guest bath, which is just a half bath, right? It's just a dumper and a
sink. That's the one everybody that comes to your house is going to use.
Right. So that's the one you clean for sure because, your guests are going to use it. If that looks like hell, you're a scuzzy house.
Okay. So, we're fortunate enough to have the upstairs and the downstairs bathroom. Uh-huh. Like you said, we got the half bath downstairs, right?
The one you clean.
But if I'm not cleaning to the specification of guests, the upstairs bathroom.
Yeah.
So if somebody's that bathroom's occupied, you got another bathroom? I was, no.
Oh, it does not exist. It is out of order.
Horrified. Do not go in there. I got underwear that I worked out in for the day before just lying on the tile. It's our personal bathroom.
So my old in-laws, they had a house that they had, raised older kids in, and they had a toilet, bro. That was so nasty. It
never got cleaned.
It may have gotten cleaned, but it was
color
so
now.
Old. Yes.
Ugh.
It was so discolored and old. It looked like they were making chili in this thing, man. It was so stained.
Is that why you guys did green toilets back in the day?
I think you had to, or brown or something, man, because it was nasty. And I knew they were never going to replace it because they were too chintz, you know?
Or because it costs money to replace that stuff.
Right. Dumpers cost back then like $80.
I know what a dumper costs because when my dad shattered or cut his hand open when I broke the toilet with my brother, pushing him into the door, it cost $100 because he's never let me hear the end of that. And that was in 1997.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. $100?
Well, then clean it.
You know how many cats giving birth I could buy in my sink? All right, 252 to BCMF. As we have this in front of us, what you notice immediately when you walk in someone's home, the first thing, bottom line, it doesn't make sense that we do this clean house dance every time somebody has people over. Because we all put on fake house. Not you, because you're a serial killer. But everyone else puts on fake house. And if you have kids, and I walk into your impeccable home, I know you just spent 3 days looking, making it look like that. And I know tomorrow morning, after we're gone, it's going to go back to the way it was before. What's wrong with the way that it looked before?
Because you make me feel like I'm special because you cleaned your house. I don't want to sit in grimy furniture or a disgusting couch in my nice clothes to have a cocktail with you.
No, but think of the time.
I don't want to be engulfed in hair and vomit and everything else.
Okay, if there's vomit on the couch, wipe it off. How about that?
No, but like stained up. I can see like action happened here.
Like you don't know what that stain was from.
Right. They don't even know anymore.
And that's true. If you have kids, think of the time we have wasted our lives making our houses look pretend only for someone to come over for an hour and two, glance at it, and leave. What the F does it matter what they think?
Because you're presenting your home to somebody.
No, I'm presenting my home. You sound like that, like an idiot. I'm not going to ask you this question because I don't. Kimmy, what? Do you have a list of people you won't clean your house for when they're coming over?
Ooh, the uncleanable.
No.
I don't know because even if I know somebody's coming over, like if nothing else, I'll like tidy up the bathroom.
Yeah.
I have friends where like if they just came over and I didn't have time to clean, fine. But if I know they're coming over, I still go and like pick stuff up.
Okay. All of the people that you won't clean for that are close enough to you, it's an honor to be on that list if you're on someone's list. If you go to someone home and they've done nothing to prepare for you, it means they trust you. If you walk into a dirty house, that person loves you. And that's how you should look at it.
I don't want to be loved.
And if, don't worry about it, man. Don't have to worry about it.
That's not true, though, because if you just don't clean and you don't clean for anybody.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Okay.
Does that mean you love everybody?
But you're a slob.
That's not most people, right? Like, even slob. Slob is such a bad word.
Like, I also don't like when people aren't dressed when I come over.
What does that mean?
That's one step too far, my friend.
Like, if you're like.
I am now off the Tommy train.
Nope, come on. Get on the Tommy train. People all over the world.
Tommy train.
Not doing it with you.
Wait, so you want people to be in their best.
Not their best, but they'll at least have, you know
when
what I mean?
When you come over.
Don't be wearing your slack ass, dragging your ass around the house clothes. So I come over to the house for a cocktail or something, put on some clothes.
Right, let me ask you a question. I invite you over to the house, right? We're all going to have cocktails. You, your wife, me, my wife, Kimmy, and her husband.
All right, nice.
And I answer the door in jeans and a t-shirt.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, he can't even wear jeans?
He wants to wear his raggedy ass jeans. His jeans that tell a goddamn story.
Like what he's wearing right now, you would be upset.
Maybe nicer shoes.
These are brand new.
They're all right. They're sneakers.
They're Reeboks. They're from your era, my friend. You probably owned a pair of these. Every nurse in the 80s had these.
I would say that's the bottom shelf of dress.
Are you kidding me? Bro, I'll wear gym shorts for guests coming over.
Oh, no, you can't. We're having drinks.
Nicer gym shorts.
Friday night, we're having drinks over your house.
Yeah, I'm in my house, man. I want to be comfortable.
No, I'm going to be, I'll be dressed. If you come over to my house on a Friday
night. It's summertime and you're just going to be sweating your ass off anyways.
No, I mean, even if you had nice shorts
and a
nice.
Sun on that deck. Remember we said.
Yeah, remember talking, oh, no, it's got to be nice.
All right, let's say you had on shorts, but like a Tommy Bahama looking outfit.
Oh, why? Because I'm 60?
Well, nice. Not. Logoed up crap.
What is logoed up crap?
You logoed up crap.
You can't even say logo. You logoed it. Bro, you live your life to make yourself uncomfortable. You clean
OCD. That's why I come here every day.
No, but you clean OCD. You wear uncomfortable clothes for no reason to people whose homes who love you and trust you and would not care either way. You then hurt their feelings by talking behind their back about stuff, which makes the relationships uncomfortable. I don't get you. You're like a masochist. For homes and relationships. I don't understand.
I don't get it either, but, you know, God bless me.
Nobody said that.
God bless me.
Somebody just said it.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There are two levels of clean for a house.
Yeah.
There is we're here alone clean,
mm-hmm.
and then there's special guest clean.
Okay.
Because if you're comfortable in the alone clean, that should be the clean that the house always is whenever somebody comes over.
No matter what.
Yes.
But don't you feel so much better? Like, cleaning, even if nobody's coming over, like, I love sitting in a clean house.
He does not.
He never lived that.
Oh, shut up. This ain't all about psychological stuff.
It's more relaxing to me.
No. I don't like
then to. If I know that there are, like, dishes in the sink, or, like, if I just, if I know I got a pile of laundry I got to get to, like, if I just get it done, I could be so much more relaxed.
Like, it's done, it's out of the way, we're good.
I'm
the same way. Even when I live by myself, I wanted that house cleaned, and then I could just, this is nice. Pour a drink, watch a little tube.
No, dirty house, clean house, same drink, mm-hmm. same tube.
Like, even when I was doing, like, nasty bachelor stuff, mm-hmm. as soon as I was done, bro, it was Operation Cleanup.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, would you lay in that, like, let's say you're porning and you're boozing, right?
Porning and a boozing and a porning.
So let's say you're done. How long do you still sit after you're done?
As a single man?
Yeah.
All right. Let me just put it this way.
Because you're oozing now.
I had a nightstand, which had...
Why did you bring this?
Several rounds
yes.
worth of spent shells.
Okay, all right.
Toilet paper wise.
All right.
But here's the thing.
I know it looked like a Ukrainian foxhole.
I know I'm not alone there. I'll get to it when I get to it.
Bro, I used to pop up and clean that thing like it was a crime scene.
Yeah, but it was a crime scene because you were the one doing it. No, I'll go further, man. And this yeah, is
I can't sit in my own grime, and I cannot sit in my own pleasure. Put that on a t-shirt. I cannot sit in my own pleasure.
I'll go even further.
Because it starts running on your leg and
oh,
stuff.
I didn't mean leaving it there.
We're both hairy, man.
No, I didn't mean leave it there. Yes, I'm going to clean myself
up. Oh, you ain't wiping good.
Oh, no, I'm wiping good because you don't want it to get crusty on the hair. That's where it gets nasty. I'm talking about just like cleaning it up and leaving it on the nightstand.
No, I had dog.
Yeah? Man. A little Scooby snack for him?
But you know that.
I'll go further, and this is really going to bother Kimmy. I'd like to apologize right now.
Well, it's good to know, though, these things.
Do I need to know these things?
When I was a single man, doing single man things, I would wash my sheets probably once every 6 months.
No way.
Hand of God.
I believe that.
Hand of God.
I think you're banging chicks on... I bet you there are men out there who, throughout the entirety of their 20s, wash their sheets maybe twice.
Oh, no. That's nasty.
Yeah, no, like...
Especially if I'm bringing ladies over, man.
It's gross.
What do they care? They don't know. What don't know can't hurt them unless they can assume. If you can pick
trust
up something from sheets.
Trust me, they don't know, but they assume.
Bro,
they
if
assume
she's...
that you do not wash your bedding.
If you're laying her naked ass down on your bed, mm-hmm. and it sounds like she's landed on dry leaves, that's gross, man.
If my husband and I weren't married and I didn't wash the bedding, I don't know if he would ever wash it.
I'll say this. Last night I got into bed. And my wife, I know when my wife washes the sheets, and I don't like it.
Why?
I like my sheets
because you sweat.
Yeah, but I like my sheets broken in. Like, they get softer the longer we use them.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, when I get into a, like, new sheet, new whatever
yeah,
bed,
yeah, yeah.
it bothers me. I don't like it.
Man, even after, like, let's say I had somebody over and we banged it up.
Yeah.
I'm washing them sheets the next day because let's say she comes back for round two. I don't want her to see the same stain she left 2 days ago.
This is it, though, man. Like, there were, this is bad. I was a young man. There would be, like, different stains.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, when you used to stay at my house, the first thing I did
was
strip both beds. Because I know you multi-bedded my house. I know you used my main bed, and I know you used the back bedroom.
Yeah.
So I pulled them both out.
Couldn't strip the couch, though, bitch.
Yeah, I know what you've been doing.
Got real icky all in there.
Yeah, I know.
No bare ass on the couch rule at your place. Bare ass all over that couch.
Yeah, and Tina's ass, too.
252 WCMF. All right, we've been rambling. We started this conversation with what you notice first when you walk in somebody's mm-hmm. house, and then Tommy went all mean girls on everybody. Randy's on CMF. Hey, Randy. How are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, my take on this is I tend not to go into people's houses. I just don't like it. I'm not comfortable there. And at my house, nobody really goes in my house, even though it's clean and tidy and everything's real nice. Everybody plays in the garage. Nobody goes in.
You know, that's an interesting take. I know other guys like him.
Yeah, they usually have bodies in the basement.
We don't have a basement.
So there, the bodies are in
so
holes in the backyard.
So it's like outdoor hangouts.
I dig the holes myself, thank you.
Okay. Kimmy, you had that. I'm sorry.
So it's just you're just strictly like outdoor hangout guy.
No. The garage is usually 80 degrees, even in the wintertime with a wood stove, and everybody sits around, and other, you know, people that smoke can smoke in the garage. There's no smoking in my house, but.
All right, so Randy's a garage guy. Randy, thanks for the call. Kimmy, you made a fatal mistake.
What?
You referred to a man's garage as outside.
Yeah, my bad.
Every man who loves his garage, if you call garage outside.
Not outside. Outside, inside.
I got a heater out there. And
a wood stove in my garage.
His solution was just, I don't go in people's houses.
And I don't let anybody come in my house.
I think that there are more people than you think, like Randy, who are uncomfortable going in other people's houses.
I mean, I get the being uncomfortable, but you don't have like a handful of people who you
Yeah, like regular rotation of people, like family.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. But I know people like Randy.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'll just wait outside, thank you.
Mm.
252 WCMF. Let's wrap it up with Ed. Hey, Ed. How are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, Tommy, what happens if you invite me over for drinks and I show up wearing T-shirts, a T-shirt and a pair of jeans?
Well, you can't come in.
Okay. I didn't want to drink at your house anyways.
Well, then why'd you show up? Ed?
Ed?
Ed, you there?
Got him.
Did he hang up because he froze on the line to show up?
I think so.
You can't come in. I don't want to be here anyway. Why are you here? All right, let's take a break. This is a tale of two famous men.
Yeah.
That is the most on-brand story you will ever hear for both of them. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, so the NFL draft over the weekend.
Yeah.
And two superstars were looking to keep the numbers or have numbers that were going to mark them for the rest of their career.
Mm-hmm.
So Cam Ward, he's the quarterback out of Miami, went first overall to the Tennessee Titans. And Cam Ward has always worn number one.
Okay.
So that's a problem for Cam Ward.
Who's number one?
Number one has been retired thanks to the success of quarterback Warren Moon.
Oh.
Now, do not forget, the Tennessee Titans were once the Houston Oilers. Warren Moon
carries over.
Yep. Head and shoulders, the best player, arguably, in Houston Oilers history.
Mm-hmm.
And Ward wanted it. However, the team would have to unretire it, and they would need the permission of Warren Moon to do so.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't even know you could unretire a number.
It's up to the player or their family after they pass away. So, at his introductory press conference, Cam Ward's introductory press conference, Warren Moon showed up.
Wow.
Oh, he's that pissed off?
No. With his jersey.
No.
And bestowed the number one upon Cam Ward.
That's a class move.
Now, it's very class. It's a very class move because you don't know if that kid's going to work out.
Yep.
Either, so you're gambling there.
You're right. Warren Moon said he wore it as a Houston Oiler. He thinks that this kid deserves to wear it as number one. He's excited about it. Not to mention Warren Moon, one of the first successful black quarterbacks. Cam Ward, a black guy. I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Okay.
There. So you have that nice little story.
Mm.
On the other hand,
yeah.
Abdul Carter, he's a defensive end. He went to Penn State.
Okay.
He was taken third overall by the New York Giants. And in his professional career, like most Penn State linebackers have done, a lot of them, he wanted to wear number 56. That's a problem. Number 56 retired for the New York Giants.
LT.
You got it. Well.
How much do you want for it?
Abdul Carter reached out to Lawrence Taylor asking if he could wear his number.
Now, I don't know if Lawrence Taylor is in a bad way or not. Because, like, Lawrence Taylor is one of those guys, like, at the beginning, he didn't handle retirement very well.
He didn't handle playing very well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They asked Lawrence Taylor, and he said, no, you cannot have my number. I am not unretiring 56 for you.
I mean, I would assume that there are a lot of retired players, though, that have said no, right? Like, this can't be the first time that guys have requested to wear that number or wanted to wear that number.
All right, if a kid asks you, and you say no, is that a douchebag move?
Yeah, it kind of is.
Why?
It's just because it just
Everybody
looks
still
like...
knows you. You don't need your number retired.
And
your name's still on the stadium.
Right.
And you
You're
still
Lawrence
get all
Taylor.
That,
You asked me who's 56. I knew immediately, and you know I don't know goddamn numbers.
You don't know nothing, no.
I know LT.
Mm-hmm. That is crazy that you remember that.
But he was that famous.
Yeah, I mean, Kimmy, I don't think you understand the
I probably
social.
Yeah.
He's so famous, but I don't. Am I mistaken? He never really got any big endorsements because he was such a dick.
I mean, it's a little before my time.
Because I can't think of anything he ever endorsed. Like, he didn't get the big endorsement deals like even, like, other superstars at that time got.
He was openly doing cocaine. He was sending prostitutes to his opponents' hotel rooms the night before games. That's a true story.
I remember when his Porsche got ripped off and he was pissed off because his bowling shoes were in the trunk.
Can't get new bowling shoes.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. Lawrence Taylor, he wasn't a massive dick about it. He said he wanted the number retired because the kid could go make his own legacy. Mm. And Abdul Carter afterwards said he didn't feel any negative way towards Lawrence Taylor. He was still a legend. So it's not like he was like, no, kid. Yeah.
Try your own number.
If you want to be mad at Lawrence Taylor, I would go with the statutory rape charges for a couple of years ago. Right? There's other things to be upset with Lawrence Taylor about. No, look, I'm with you. I don't get the whole number retirement thing, period.
Yeah, you already got the name retired, so that's enough.
Yeah,
and you kind of
no one can ever be named Lawrence Taylor ever again.
Well, I mean, but yeah.
Look, Kimmy, I want to know how you feel about this. Unless a player did something to like change the game entirely, like a Gordie Howe, a Jackie Robinson, a Bill Russell,
yeah,
it does seem kind of silly.
And don't you start running out of numbers the longer your franchise has been around?
The Yankees have that problem right now.
The Celtics,
right? Yeah. It's going to be an issue eventually.
And
unless you just stop retiring numbers.
How many guys are like in the Wall of Fame at the New York Yankees?
That Monument Park, a ton of them. Yeah. The Yankees, there is a prediction that if they keep retiring numbers at the clip that they're going, they're going to have spring training players wearing three-digit numbers within the next 10 years.
Yeah, you got to change it.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Cam Ward will be allowed to wear number one for the Tennessee Titans as Warren Moon decided he will unretire the number and let him have it. Meanwhile, Abdul Carter, D-end, drafted by the Giants, wanted 56. He went to Lawrence Taylor and asked for it. Lawrence Taylor said, no, 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 no.
I get feeling the pressure to say yes if that kid personally, like, asks you, you know. I wouldn't volunteer it, though.
You know, that makes sense. You don't offer it up. The kid comes to you.
Yeah.
And I would feel the pressure to say yes.
Because I would be super intimidated to call Lawrence Taylor about anything. I don't know where he's at in his day when I call.
But you got to keep in mind, Abdul Carter is like a 21-year-old kid. He don't know Lawrence Taylor.
True.
I mean, he has no idea the intimidation. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't. I'm sure he's heard stories.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. You know what I mean? Can I tell you like the saddest story of all time?
Oh, I love it.
All right. So the Bills have a handful of Hall of Famers. The one that you may not recognize is offensive lineman Billy Shaw. Fun fact, he is the only member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame to never have played a snap in the NFL. His entire career was in the AFL.
Mm.
So I have this amazing moment. I went to the Hall of Fame game when Andre Reed went in. The Bills were playing the Giants. And if you've ever been to the stadium, it's just two bleachers.
Yeah.
Right?
It's very old school.
At least it was. They remodeled it. So in the bleachers, where you're sitting amongst Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Because there's so many of them, it's just random tickets. So I sit down, and I'm sitting next to Billy Shaw.
The man.
The man, the myth, the legend. He is wearing his AFL jersey. He's there for all of those festivities, and I am sitting next to him and his family, and this is the greatest moment of my life.
Yeah.
And Billy Shaw, who recently passed away, could not have been more amazing.
Oh, cool.
He's wearing both his AFL championship rings. He takes them off and insists that I wear them. He then takes a picture with me where I got both of the rings on my hands with Billy Shaw. It's in my basement framed. It's one of my most prized possessions.
Mm.
So we're sitting there, and he wore number 66. And up until that moment, no Bill had ever worn 66 ever.
Yeah.
Since he had left.
Yeah.
There's a 66 on the field for the Bills.
Okay.
And he goes, can I ask you a question? I go, yeah. He's got this southern drawl. And he's like, that 66 there, tell me about him. What's his story?
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't know if you know. I don't think anyone's worn 66 since I worn it. And they didn't tell me it was retired, but I thought it was retired. But
yeah.
The guy who was wearing its name was Chantrell Henderson. He was an undrafted free agent. And the reason he wasn't drafted is because he had a lot of like character concerns in his background, like not so great stuff.
Had some issues.
But I didn't have the heart to tell that to Billy Shaw.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, great dude. Great stand-up guy. And like I could hear it. He's like, oh, good, good.
Yeah.
But the fact that he asked the question.
Yeah. He didn't know.
No, but it mattered.
Yeah, he was still concerned.
It mattered to him. Like, as silly as the whole thing is, like, you know, this guy.
Well, it is your identity, yeah.
And, like, here's the thing. Like, you know, Lawrence Taylor's going to be Lawrence Taylor forever. Warren Moon's going to be remembered forever. Billy Shaw, even in that franchise, a lot of Bills fans don't know who Billy Shaw is.
Yeah.
And I was the only person in that section that knew who Billy Shaw was. And I guess in that way, I get loving it there.
Yeah.
But if you were famous in the last 25 years of playing sports, I mean.
You don't really need it.
People are going to love you forever.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.